We are doing the questions for multi-orgasmic women. It was submitted by Ivory Tongue on GWA. So, I guess when you're ready, we can start with the first question, Kit.
Awesome. That sounds good. Do you want me to ask the first question?
Sure.
Okay. So, Lulu, have you always been multi-orgasmic, or is it something that's developed over time? Have you gotten more or less multi-orgasmic over time?
I would have to say no to the first part. I have not always been multi-orgasmic. It was always just like a one-time deal. And then I'd be like, okay, I'm done. Especially with like masturbating and stuff. So, yeah.
You, that was
What?
my answer. Yes, I was gonna say
Totally read your
the
mind.
same exact thing. I don't know. Yeah, I was like,
Now, lately it's been, I've incorporated some toys.
yay.
I'm sure you're like the person that referred them to me and everything, so yeah.
Well, toys are the best.
Yeah, I've incorporated them and they have definitely developed over time. They've been more and more frequent a lot lately, so
Yay.
yeah, they've kind of, I guess, like I started out with one, of course, that's like it. And then, like, gradually, I think I've progressed to maybe about five, if it's a
Nice.
good session.
Yeah.
Sometimes I kind of like top off at three, but yeah, I can get to about five if I'm very good.
That is so awesome.
Okay, so Kit, what about you? Have you always been multi-orgasmic?
I have always actually, yeah, I've always been multi-orgasmic.
Oh.
But like you, when I was younger,
Mm-hmm.
I would basically just stop after like one or two, just
Okay.
because I was like, oh, that's it. But as I got older and well, not even older, because I started early. I just really like the way it feels. So I just go for a long time sometimes. And yeah, I've definitely gotten more orgasmic over time just because I've also gotten more in tune with my body.
I was about to say that, like, you probably now know what you like and what you don't like
Yeah,
and what to do,
exactly.
when to do it and stuff. So,
Exactly.
yeah.
Exactly.
That's kind of like what I'm figuring out too. Like, oh, I didn't even know I could do that. Oh, really? Okay, nice. Yeah, I like
See, it's the
it.
power of toys. It's the
Yeah.
power of toys. They really are amazing.
Yeah,
They're
you hooked
absolutely
me with those.
amazing. Yeah, I know. I know. And they're free gifts. Hey,
Yes, awesome.
free toys.
Okay, so this wasn't part of that question, but I don't know if it's in the later down questions. No, I don't see it. So as far as multi-orgasmic, when did you start to first masturbate? Like, when did you realize, like, orgasm and stuff like that?
God, when I was like 11. Actually, no, okay. So, and I told you there had just been this question, or not questionnaire, but discussion that
Right.
misposted. But so I remember, honestly, when I was like a child, me and my younger sister and one of our neighbors. So we had airplane seats in our basement,
Oh, no.
and we like basically humped stuffed animals because like trying to recreate sex, even though we had no idea what it was.
My
But
goodness, that's, yeah.
I know I was a fucked up child. I
That
don't know
doesn't
what it
mean you're
was.
fucked up. That doesn't mean you're
I know.
fucked up. You just
I know.
went through it a lot sooner.
Yeah, well, I had older siblings, and
Oh.
the porn collection, and just watching like 90210 and Melrose Place.
Yeah.
And I also started watching All My Children when I was 8.
All my children could do it, yes.
Yeah. Do you know what All My Children is?
Yeah, of course, it's a soap opera.
Good. See, this
That's
is
like
why
the
I
premise
like
of Young and
you.
the Restless, General
Right?
Hospital.
I know.
Before when that soap... crap, Bold and the Beautiful. So.
God, and like when soap operas were actually a thing. It's mm-hmm. ridiculous.
Now there's soap operas and there's like Mexican soap operas. Oh. That's a yes. whole other, that's a whole yes. other topic on that one. man. I think for me, I think I had like my first probably wet dream. Probably when I was like, I think eight or nine, but I didn't know
what it was.
Yeah, I didn't know what all of it translated to, I guess, until I was like 19.
Wait, when did you find out about what sex was?
I found out about it pretty early. I had a very, very talkative cousin who was a little older than me.
Okay.
I'm the oldest of my siblings, but I'm like uh-huh. the youngest of my cousins because my dad's okay. a baby. So, I have very, very much older cousins. So I kind of found out through them. One of my cousins like told me about birds and the bees and
right
how the female body works and stuff. So yeah. And at first I was like, oh, are you kidding me? Really? Oh my God, no. Oh my God. You know, like having like one of those type things like, ooh, that's so gross. You know?
Yeah.
But yeah, it was like one of those moments where I was like, huh, okay. And then I kind of, I don't say I masturbated on accident, but it kind of just like happened in the shower one time. And I was like, wait, what the fuck was that?
Really?
So yeah.
Were you using a shower head or?
My family is very Catholic, and
right.
it's taboo, of course, so
yeah, of course
it was a big deal, and like you'd hear about it and stuff like that, and like, no, you're not supposed to do this, you're not supposed to do that, and
right,
I always kind of like had this mindset where I had to set the example for my younger brothers and sister, so I was like, oh, well, if I don't do it, then they won't be tempted to do it type thing. So,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I was, and then, like, finally, I was just like, you know what? Fuck this.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Oh, my gosh. It was pretty intense. But, yeah, it was pretty late.
Well, that's, I mean, hey, I used to do the shower head thing, too. That was pretty nice.
Nice.
Yeah.
When and how did you discover your ability to climax multiple times? Are there techniques or circumstances that are most likely to bring you to multiple orgasms?
I don't know specifically when I discovered my ability to climax multiple times. Mm-hmm. I just kind of could always do it. I've always been a huge fan. Well, actually, I've been a clitoral masturbator. masturbator. Until probably about 3 or 4 years ago. Mm-hmm. It wasn't with my finger. I never used my fingers. I always used toys. Mm. They weren't even like actual real toys. I always used homemade things. So I had growing up basically a Mr. Potato Head massager where the legs would vibrate.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm trying to picture it and I'm like, Mr. Potato Head, okay.
Yeah, so his feet, like, basically, it was, his feet were big. They weren't, like, actually pegged in there. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, they would vibrate. So I would put the feet flat on my clit, which I didn't know was my clit at that time. Mm-hmm. I just was like, oh, I'm putting it on my vagina.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that vibration always... Yeah, I think that's also why I discovered I could orgasm multiple times is because I actually used devices. Mm-hmm. I wasn't actually using my finger.
See, I've always been a finger girl.
Yeah,
I didn't realize about the multiple things until I was, actually having sex.
And, right.
Missionary is, like, awesome, but being on top, I feel like I controlled it a lot more. And one time, like one time that happened to me, like twice, and I was like, oh my god, did that really happen twice? You know, and
Really?
it kind of like happened like a couple more times, and we were like, okay, yeah, so it worked.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's like the first time that I've figured or realized, I guess, that it could happen more than once, and I've kind of been addicted ever since.
That is awesome.
As far as techniques, I've always, like I said, I've always been a finger person, so
But finger on the clit or finger
I
internally?
Internally, because I never really, I guess, like you said, I never even really, it was just like touching down there. It wasn't like anything specific, you know, going on.
Yeah.
And then I think like one of the times I think I like maybe watched something like a porn or something like that. It was weird. Or maybe like a video of like masturbating or something like that. It was something stupid like that.
Right.
And I was like, holy shit, you can really do that? And that's like about the time that I found my clit. And I was like, holy fucking shit. Yeah. So it would.
That's awesome.
It was awesome. Yeah. And then like here lately with like the toys and stuff like that, like with the vibrator, it like instantly, like within a couple of seconds. And before, it used to take me like a good while to use.
Yeah.
with like the vibrator or whatever, even if it's like nothing is inserted or anything, it's just that. I was like,
honestly, that makes a lot of sense to me though, because you haven't used toys until recently. And so if I discovered vibration now, I'd fucking flip. I'd be like, oh my god, I'm in love with you.
Yeah, I'm like, where have you been all my life?
Yeah. See, we should have met each other sooner.
And then I'm like, oh, Kit, how come you just barely now told me about this?
I know. Gosh, I should have, like, the first day we met each other.
Right.
Toys, totally. Vibrators, go buy one now.
I would have probably been like, okay, yeah, no.
Like, you crazy bitch.
Oh my god. Yeah, so back to questions. People are going to be like, okay. What the fuck are
questions? I know. Totally. Okay, so do the orgasm why can't I talk today?
I don't know. Did you have your stomach? Either. No? That's probably why.
I did. Oh, okay. I did, but a few hours ago. A few hours.
You need a refuel.
Right? I know. Refill. Okay. So do the orgasms increase or decrease in intensity throughout a session, or do they stay the same? Does it vary? And if so, what makes it vary? Does the time between orgasms vary? Sorry, I tried to make it really interesting.
Ivory, next time do like 50 questions instead of like one question with like
50. I know.
Okay, so let me start with the first one. Do they increase or decrease? I think the first one is always the biggest one for me.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I mean, that's like, maybe because I've like pent it up for a bit. I don't know. Yeah, so the first one is usually the pretty intense one.
Right.
If I feel like I'm going to be able to go maybe longer, like 3 or 4 times, it'll start building up, but the third one is kind of just more like that release, you know, it's not like as intense as the first one, but if it's the longer one, then it kind of builds back up again, like 4 and 5 build back up, and the fifth one is like pretty intense to where I like kind of wear myself out.
Yeah.
Does it vary? Not really. Not, I mean, other than what I just said, so.
Mm-hmm.
Does the time does vary. And it depends on how, I guess, focused I am.
Right.
Because I listen to some pretty juicy audios out there for GWA.
Nice.
It just depends, I guess, like, because, like, every audio is different. So if you have, like, somebody talking about one thing and it's, like, something you like, you're like, fuck yeah, okay, and it's, like, quick. But if it's, like, something that you're like, ooh, I've never heard one like this before, and you listen to it and it's kind of like, oh, okay, I like it, I'm digging it. So, yeah, it kind of just, I mean, it takes a little bit longer, but the result is still the same.
Awesome.
What about you? Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
So, the orgasms for me, it's kind of the opposite.
Mm-hmm.
They increase over time. Really? So basically, the more that I keep going, the better they get. And I kind of realized that honestly, that's how I've gotten to the point where I could squirt is like if I just basically one after the other, just keep going.
Really? I haven't been
Yeah.
able to do that. I haven't.
Well, I basically, and it's so weird, but I taught myself how to do it. So I like would watch videos, I researched on the internet. Like exactly where to like put your fingers or any type of toy, and that's actually I think how I got my first G-spot vibrator because I knew that I really liked G-spot stimulation and that was the best way to get a really good orgasm. But the first time I squirted was actually I really like basically stimulation both internally and on my clit at the same time. So yeah, basically after like 5 or 10 orgasms that way, I score. Yeah,
Okay.
it's interesting.
I haven't, I mean, I've heard of it, but I've never, like, I've
What,
never, yeah,
never
like, never,
squirted?
like, or even, like, tried to do, you know what I mean? It's always just been,
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
clitoral, I guess.
I think the reason why I really tried to is because when I watched videos of women having squirting orgasms, they looked fucking amazing and they looked like they were in so much pleasure. And so I was like, I have to have that.
it.
Yeah. And I mean, I didn't become sexually active until later in life. So I masturbated a lot. And that was like my way to release. But see, here's why do I keep just telling random things? Why do I do that? I don't
I don't
know.
know. It's interesting. I like it. I like
Thank
your random things.
you. Thank you. So, does it vary? It varies, but on what technique I'm using. I mean, like, because I use so many different techniques to have different kinds of orgasms, and I have many different kinds. There can be really small ones and then really gigantic ones where my body is just like moving uncontrollably.
Really? Like the
Yeah.
leg shaking
Oh
type
yeah.
thing?
Oh yeah. Yeah. And that I mean it's really funny for me and interesting because like my body when I orgasm, it moves in ways that it can't normally move. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. So
You're like, wow, I didn't know I could flex that muscle like that.
yeah, right? Yeah. So that's yeah. So I mean it does vary again on the technique.
What about the time? Like whenever the time from one to the
Time
next?
between orgasms, actually yes. They're more intense the more like the closer I have them together. Yeah, 'cause they keep getting better and better. 'Cause like the other night and then okay, sorry, I'm going into so much detail.
No, go.
The other night,
Yeah, we want
I was.
details.
Okay, so the other night, I was masturbating in my bed, and my favorite position when I'm using my fingers is on my stomach, and then my fingers between my legs on my clit, and like, rotating and stimulating. But I came so many times. And luckily my roommate was not home because I was like fucking screaming. Yeah.
I've
Yeah.
never, can you believe that I've never, I've always done it like on my back. But I've
Really?
never done it any
Oh
other
my
way.
God, please, please try it on your stomach
Oh my God.
because
I never even thought about
honestly,
that.
yeah, because honestly, the way that your fingers can dig in it's fucking amazing. Just try it. Just try it. Do it tonight.
tonight.
Just do it tonight.
I have a question for you on your answers for that number three. Do you keep the same toy throughout the whole session, or do you change, go from like your G spot to your vibrator to your finger, you know, like.
Usually it'll stay the same, but I'll use multiple toys during a session. Because again, like I said, I like internal stimulation and clitoral. So I'll have one inside me and then one vibrator on my clit. See, this is why you have multiple toys.
Oh my gosh,
Because,
I can't.
yeah,
Maybe
I
I'm just
know.
like, I can't focus, I guess. But I can never do like
No.
more than one.
Oh
I've
my
never
God,
like
you should
tried.
try it. Try it, because now you have more than one.
Yeah, now I have like what? I told you I have like four.
Yeah,
Tutivit
yeah.
has made a lot of money off
I
of me.
know, right? Oh, I love it. Love
You should be
it.
like their spokesperson,
I know. Oh, it's
yeah.
all my friend's fault. She got
Goodness.
me a gift certificate for Christmas. Like, I love it how friends know you so well, they get you sex gift certificates.
Yeah, that looks like your real friends.
Yeah, right? Oh my gosh.
It's too funny.
Okay.
But yeah, never. I'm gonna have to try that.
Okay, next question.
Okay, here we go. Sorry, I kind of lost my place.
No, you're fine.
What is the highest number of orgasms you have had in one session? And what did that session involve?
Oh gosh.
This is gonna be a good one.
Here's the thing. I never count my orgasms. I really don't.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I want to say the most is probably like around 30, but I've.
That's
What?
awesome.
Why? I. Like, I'll
Because essentially,
masturbate for
because.
like an hour. No, you
Well.
don't masturbate for like an hour?
Yeah, but I get like 5 out of it.
Oh, okay.
Maybe not an hour, maybe like 45 minutes is closer to my thing. But yeah, I like, I don't know. I maybe I'm doing it wrong, maybe.
No, you're not. You're not. There's no way to do it
But no,
wrong.
kid, I want 30, okay? Because if you can have 30, I want 30.
Okay, let's I'll fly out there for
Yeah, we'll
you.
have to powwow on that one and see how
Okay.
we can accomplish it.
Okay, hello. I was saying I'll fly out there and give you 30, but
Oh,
yeah.
yeah, okay, awesome.
Yeah.
GWA convention, remember?
Shh. Boo-boo. Don't
Sorry, I'm
tell
sorry. No,
people
shh.
that.
Rewind, backtrack. Nobody heard my
Yeah.
last comment. Sorry.
Nope. Nope. Don't. It's happening in Timbuktu.
Yeah, Timbuktu, that's where it's
Yeah.
at. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. So.
Yeah, what did that session involve? Did you answer
Oh,
for that
session involve. Doggy. My roommate's home.
part?
Whatever. It involved. Hold on. Okay, he's about to go outside. Love it. Love it, love it.
If you're just tuning in, we're quiet because a roommate might overhear us talking about masturbation and orgasms.
Yes, that's true. Okay, just walked outside. Okay, so it
You're
was,
awesome.
yeah, I know. It was, again, it was like internal vibrator
That's
on
right.
G spot and then on the clit. Like over and over again, like sitting up. Yeah, it was. See, my highest number of orgasms happened with myself, guys. It's kind of crazy.
But who knows you
Yeah.
better than yourself, right?
That is so true, Lulu.
Yep.
So true.
And some guys, you can be like, hey, okay, so this is what I like, this, you know? And some guys will
Right.
take it like, oh, okay, cool. I at least I
Yeah.
know what to do now. Other guys will take it like, shut up, I know what I'm doing, and then they
Yeah, I
don't.
know. Yeah, I know. I mean, a lot of guys like to think that they know what they're doing, but yeah, it takes practice, guys, and communication. So, what did your session involve?
Well, I mean, you, I think I've always done like just five orgasms, like I
Okay.
said. There's maybe been one or two times where I like totally, I guess, lost control that I forget how many I've done, and I'm like, well, it must have been five, you know?
Yeah.
But I know it wasn't like anything higher than maybe six. And I guess, like, as far as my session, it's always just like, so I have like this rabbit toy, and it's in, well, of course it's inserted or whatever, and it does
Yeah.
like this turning thing, like in circles.
Yeah.
And then it's got
Yeah.
the beads inside that rotate around and around, and then it's got like the head with the little bunny ears that like
Ah, so
vibrates
good.
on your clit.
Yeah.
That motherfucker is awesome. So that's the
Right?
one that usually gets me to five. Yeah.
I love it.
So
That
I've
is
tried
so
like
awesome.
varying between having the vibe on and not the spinning beads and rotating head,
Right.
but it's just like having it all together is what accomplishes it the most. So.
See, I mean, basically, because I was using, before I got the rabbit, I was using the multiple vibrators inside and on the clit. And then the rabbit is what
Yeah,
basically
that thing
eliminates
needs
the
to be
need for
like,
two.
yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love it. Although, you know what? The one that I just got free the other day, it was bigger, like thicker, and I didn't like it. It was weird.
Really?
It wasn't comfortable at all. And then instead of it having like the rabbit head or whatever, it was just like a bullet. And
Oh, yeah.
I think I need the rabbit. Like the bullet by itself didn't work for me. Like I was just like, can I hurry up and finish this? And I just like
Yeah,
one time and that was it.
it's so interesting because some people are such fans of the bullet, and I'm just not.
Yeah, no,
Yeah.
I didn't care for it too much.
Yeah.
Maybe like the other one is like, maybe because the other one was like my first one. I don't know. Maybe.
Right.
But yeah, this one I didn't like it too much. So I'm like, yeah, you're gonna be kind of like a backup when the other one is needs a rest.
Whenever like the batteries are low or yeah. Awesome.
So I already went through my first pack of batteries, by the way.
Good.
I was like, okay, I can't believe I went through those that fast. It was like one of those like gigantic family packs.
Yes.
But
That's
yeah, I
awesome.
was like, okay. So, I mean, mind you, I used it for like remotes and stuff like
Right.
that, but the
Right.
majority of it went to toys. So yeah, I was
Yes.
like, okay, time
Nice.
for batteries now. I probably need to invest in a rechargeable type.
You know what? My Lilo is amazing. And that's, yeah, I love the rechargeable.
Are those
It's
the Lilo
amazing.
is the plug-in, right? Isn't it like plugged in and it's like battery
No.
powered?
Well, I mean, it's battery powered, but you plug it in to charge it. But
Right.
no, there's no like
Well, you have to like replace the
cord or
batteries and
anything.
stuff like that.
No.
Oh,
No.
okay.
They're all rechargeable.
Cool. I think that's awesome.
Yeah.
And I
Yeah.
think that's like what the problem is, like if the batteries, they don't last very long. So
No,
I
not at
think the
all.
first time what
And
I had at home was like the Rayovac or whatever they are, I just like totally cheaped out and they lasted like 20 minutes. And I was like, what the fuck? How did this
right.
happen?
And when you're in the middle of a session
Yes.
and your toy like batteries start dying, you're like, motherfucker.
Well,
Yeah.
one of them has like this really bright blue light. So usually I'm like, it's like dark in my room because I have like those blackout curtains and stuff like that. So
Right.
it like lights up really fucking bright. Like it could light up the whole bedroom pretty much.
Oh, wow.
And so one of the times when I was like going on with it or whatever, and it like starts flickering on me, and I'm like,
Oh my gosh.
did I imagine flickering or did it like really flicker? And then I like start feel it like kind of like start losing stuff, and I'm like, fuck.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. I hate that.
Yes, I was just like, forget you. I could have just like thrown that toy like across the room. Like, I'm done
Riot?
with you. I'm so
Yeah.
done.
Yeah. You're like you killed my mojo. Killed it.
Yeah, totally rained on my parade there.
I know, I know. Okay, so I'm gonna have you read the last question.
We still have one more. Or two
Okay.
more.
I'll let you read the last two.
Okay.
You know why.
No. Yeah. Let me read it and see what happens. Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Roommate. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Okay, got it. Yep. Mm-hmm. When you stop masturbating, do you feel like you could have orgasmed more? Orgasmed? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Do you stop because you're too sensitive, fully satisfied, or no longer aroused?
You want to go first?
I can go first, yes. Okay. When I stop masturbating, I don't think I can go anymore. I feel like I'm pretty much done.
Right.
I don't feel like I could go anymore. Yeah. Except said times before when I was talking about the battery that I was like, fuck.
Right. Another battery. Right.
Do you stop because you're too sensitive? No. I think it's more, oh, it's satiated, not satisfied. Sorry, Ivory. I do feel like pretty
satiated.
Yeah, I do feel pretty like sated. Like I feel like I've accomplished what I needed to accomplish. Like I feel complete, I guess. The no longer aroused part, now that's never gonna happen. Like if there's an audio or there's a video or there's a book or there's something, it will always have me aroused.
Right.
I don't care, right. You know, so it's, yeah. That's pretty much how it is for me. What about you?
Okay. A lot of times when I stop masturbating, it's because I have orgasmed so many times that I can't breathe anymore. or
that would be important.
Or my clit gets too sensitive.
Mm.
That is, but here's the thing. When my clit gets too sensitive, and I have been known to go past my sensitivity quota just because I want to keep going and keep orgasming. But a lot of times if my clit gets too sensitive, I'll move internally.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I, you know, get bored of the internal, I like switch off between different ways, so like I can give my clit a break, I can like go inside, whatever. Yeah. You know, but yeah, I mean, there have been times where I've either, I don't want to say no longer aroused, but again, like either A, I can't breathe anymore and I'm like so tired.
Yeah.
And I just like pass out in my bed, or there have been times where I guess I've come so many times that I'm like, I can't fucking deal with you anymore. So like, I mean, so I don't want to say it's like no longer aroused, but it's more like, fuck you, I don't want to be aroused anymore. Like, yeah, I've just had so much. But then, you know, I can, like, 5 minutes later be like, you know, give it to me again. That sounds so weird.
No, it doesn't. Like, you're done, pretty much.
Yeah.
You're just like, yeah, no. I'll be back in 10 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah. give me a water break or, like, a pee break, and I'll be back. Yeah.
Now, have you ever, this is, like, something that I've been kind of contemplating here lately, is masturbating with a partner. Like, if you're with somebody, would you masturbate?
Yes, I have actually done that before.
That's, like, not part of the question, but I figured I'd ask.
Yeah, no. I actually, yeah, I mean, after one of the first times I had sex, we masturbated in bed next to each other. And I know that sounds bad. So it's like, hot. Why would you masturbate after? Yeah. But, I mean, it was, I love masturbating. I love watching my partner masturbate.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times, you know, when I give head or when I get to know a person, I'll have them jack off for me just because I like to see how they like to be touched.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think it's so important to get to know it, how your partner likes to be touched. And honestly, nobody knows that better than them.
Yep.
What about you?
I never have. I've always just by myself.
I think you should.
Well, I kind of broached the subject with someone, and they agreed to it at first, and then it never got to that.
So, really?
Yeah, it just never got to it. But that's I think that's one of my biggest fantasies is
Lulu
doing it and then having him watch it and then have him get so hot for me. You know what I mean?
I mean, Lulu, you know he likes watching you. You know that. So I think you just need to approach it and
and embrace it.
Because yes. Because I mean, you know, I don't have a partner that, well, yeah. But I would do it.
Yeah, I've been, that's kind of been something on my mind here. That's why I figured I'd ask, because we were kind of on that part, and I was let me
yeah, no, it's, honestly, it's fucking hot. Hmm. I mean, I think it's amazing. I mean, I would definitely say you should do it.
Yeah, we'll have to think about that one.
No, don't think, no, just
I
mean, do.
My thing is, broaching the subject. You know, right. How do I bring it up?
But here, yeah. Let me talk to him. I'll tell him.
yeah. So
I'm okay. Just kidding.
So on this last part of, please share anything else you'd like to say about your orgasms, being multi-orgasmic, or any other question on the topic I forgot to ask. I do have a question.
Okay.
For you. Do you feel that? I mean, I know we don't know what the future holds as far as toys and stuff like that, but
right,
you as yourself now, do you feel that you've done every single possible way of touching yourself or whatever?
Fuck really? No. Yeah, no, I haven't even done ass stuff yet.
Yeah. Ass is a whole other category.
Yeah, right. But I mean,
it's a whole other questionnaire kit.
I know. Sorry, guys. Bouncing back and forth. Yeah. But no, I think there's always more ways to figure out new masturbation techniques.
Because the reason I ask is because I was looking at, of course, I went into the Too Timid thing because they have, the email that they're like, hey, don't forget to check out our new toy. And I'm like, oh, fuck, I want it.
You know where I was today? After work, I went to a sex shop.
Really?
Yes. Because a friend of mine needed to get a cock ring. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that is fun. I wanted to get
You were like everything. A sex toy fairy or something.
I know. I wanted to get everything. And if I had, a gazillion dollars, I would. I'd basically live in a sex toy shop.
No, bring it to me. Bring it to me.
Right? Santa Claus just needs to bring sex toys instead of,
Yes. I'm telling you that Fleshlight Fund for GWA Man, that would be...
Right?
That would be the thing.
Yes! I don't think... Okay, so you have not told people about this.
I haven't. I don't think. I mean, other than, the chat that we were doing for the collab. But, yeah, I was like, every single man on GWA should make a Fleshlight audio. Because the ones that I've heard, I'm not going to mention any names, but they have been fucking amazing.
Yeah, just every man needs to own a Fleshlight. Every man needs to own a Fleshlight.
So we were like, oh my god, we should start a fund to, everybody pitch in and then just, okay, so this time around, this person gets the thing, or this person yes. gets the toy or whatever, so.
Yes.
Yeah, we really need to do that.
I know.
Because think of
we
all,
should
like, the
be,
awesome audios that we
we
would
could be
get.
the GWA fairies. Right?
GWA sex toy fairies.
I know. We'll have little costumes and...
And there was actually quite a bit of people that were like, oh, hell yeah, I would totally donate to that. So that would actually be pretty
cool.
Oh,
my
cool,
God,
so.
That was the... Yes, I remember what we were... Okay, I remember where we were talking about that.
Yeah.
In that group. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, in that group.
Yeah, in that group.
That love you guys, by the
we're
way.
So sorry about. So sorry about.
It's coming, we promise.
It
promise.
Would, yeah.
Literally,
I swear
literally
to God.
Figuratively.
Yeah. Swear to God, girls, it's going to happen.
It's totally
and happening. Yeah, you guys, other people
that have asked,
guys. I mean, Lulu, yes. Do you really think any of those girls are going to be listening to this?
I don't know.
But yeah, if you are listening, girls, it is
you.
Coming.
It's
is.
Coming along. Sorry for the delays.
Sorry, wrong month.
Yeah, very, very wrong
month
for me.
Work has just been shit for everybody.
Okay, so anything else that you, like, thought about that you wanted to say or add or comment, opinion, anything?
Good question. Good question. So you think the rabbit is your favorite way to masturbate so far, right?
Yes. Aside
okay.
from actual, like, physical activity, yes. The
okay.
rabbit is the way to go. If ladies, okay. if you're listening and you don't have a rabbit, get one ASAP today.
Yeah.
Order
they
it.
Are one. Order it now.
It's
TooTimid.com.
It, like, too pays timid. For itself in orgasms.
Hey.
In
and
life.
Free toys. Free
yeah,
toys.
Free toys. TooTimid.com.
Yeah. Right.
Oh my god, this is like an audio.
I know, I know, it's like an advertisement.
And now we're like advertising freaking conventions and.
oh god.
We're so sorry. Really, it didn't mean to turn out like that, but it was.
Yeah, and Ivory, I'm also sorry because, you know, we had thought about masturbating together, but, you know, it's. Roommates, it's
well, we've
kind
done
of
some collabs, but it's you know,
we have, but yeah, we should totally masturbate together soon,
totally.
Lulu.
Yeah, and Ivory will send you the link, promise.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Hey,
anyway.
Fuck, if we ever did, we would post it on GWA.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
Yeah, right? Okay, so it's been like 40 minutes.
Yeah. 45, Hello. I think,
somewhere around there. For six questions.
Well, six numbered questions, but each
yeah.
one had, like, 3 points.
That's
so.
True, that's true.
It's, like, 30
yeah.
questions, so.
Damn it, Ivory. Like,
yes,
what the?
Ivory, what did you do to us?
Right? God, we're such good girls that we answered all the questions.
And in
See?
Great detail for you, so.
Yes. We're such wonderful, wonderful ladies.
Okay, so I think with that we are done. So I hope you all enjoyed.
Yes, thank you very much for listening to Lulu and I have
our moments.
Have our yeah, have our friend time and talk about being orgasmic ladies.
Yeah, totally. Multi-orgasmic.
Yeah, I should have added the multi.
Multi.
Multi. Multi. Damn it! Multi.
Okay.
Molten lava
way,
cake?
Yeah.
No! Why am I thinking about molten lava cake now?
Oh my god.
Right? God.
I'm telling you, you need to refuel.
I know.
Right,
Ivory,
guys.
Now you made me want chocolate. Sorry.
Well,
sorry, okay,
you
let's.
Mean, like, ivory tongue, it makes you think of white chocolate and, like.
That's true.
Decadent
That's
licks true. On. Your body and yeah okay that's as far as I'm going with that.
Awesome.
Sorry, Ivy. It's just what your name makes me think about. Sorry. It's you know.
Ivory tongue. All right,
bye guys,
bye.